गोस्वामी ठाकुर की जय। नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट विष्णुपा श्री श्रीमद गौरकिशोर दास बाबा जी महाराज की जय। नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट विष्णुपा श्री श्रीमद भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर की जय। नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट विष्णुपा श्री श्रीमद जगन्नाथ दास बाबा जी महाराज की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। रूपानु गुरु वर्ग की जय। नमाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपी गण राधा कुंड श्याम कुंड गिरिराज गोवर्धन की जय। श्री श्री राधा गोविंद राधा गोपीनाथ राधा मदन मोहन जी की जय। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवास आदि श्री गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम। श्री श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। वृंदा देवी की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। श्री श्री वासुदेव गौड़िया मठ की जय। श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय। गौ प्रेमारी
blessed us this place. We are small devotees and we have been really honored and blessed by the presence of gracious presence of Srila Bhakti Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj. This is Vasudev Gaudiya Math. As you must be knowing, this house belonged to Vinod Vani Devi Dasi. She was direct disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur Prabhupada in 1981 when she departed to Vaikuntha Loka, she gave this house for service of Guru and Gauranga so that devotees can come and sing and chant name of Hari Guru Vaishnava. And today this dream is fulfilled. First, everybody has come, great Vaishnava acharyas have come here, and this we are singing Nam Sankirtan. And I request everybody that whenever you all come, please come to this Gaudiya Math. It's a very small place. Now, the guests of Maharaj, everybody would know. So, with these words, I request Srila Bhaktivinoda Narayan Maharaj to kindly bless us with his lecturing words. Hare Krishna.
राधाकुंडम गिरिवरमहो राधिका माधवासम प्राप्तोऽजस् प्रथित कृतया श्रीगुरुं तं नमो विष्णुपादाय गौरप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीशिवभक्ति प्रज्ञानकेशवनिते वंचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरविशेषाय हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश कंचन गौरंगे राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विशांसे प्रणमामि हरे वृंदायै तुलसीदेवायै प्रियायै श्रीमत्सवच कृष्णापि हरे
my Pushpanjali, absent Pushpanjali to the lotus feet of my holy master, Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Vashishma Bhakti, Pragyan Kesho Goswami Maharaj. I also to offer my heartily affection to the lotus feet of Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Vashishma Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. Thakur Prabhupada. I also want to give my heartly affection to the Lord Sri Pani Siksha Guru, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami. Also, Param Pujya Bhakti, to the lotus feet of Param Pujya Bhakti, Srimad Bhakti, Keval Arloni Bhakti. And also my affection and love to the Lord's feet of Sri Srimad Param Pujya Bhakti Sri Sri
Bhagavad Maharaj.
I have met personally with Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Vashi Srimad Bhakti Keval Arloni Maharaj. So many times. Also to me, I have met Srila Bhakti Lila. They have so much mercy to me. I know this Vasudev Gaudiya Math since 1946. So much about this. I read in the Gaudiya of Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. Also I have read it in the Dainik Nadiya Prakash That's why I am red harmonist. There I am seeing. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur and his father and holy master of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Perhaps he wanted to preach the Vedic culture and knowledge, Srimad Bhagavatam, also the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and this Kirtan movement in Western countries. So he sent so many redundant swamis to preach, especially in England. He first sent Pujyapad Van Maharaj. After that, he sent Bhakti Saranga Goswami Maharaj. When he came first, Pujyapad Tirtha Maharaj also, Bhakti Pradipti. He was the first disciple. Renounced order he took from Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He was the first person. He took this Diksha. Diksha also. And Jagrupavi. Before that, the devotees of Sri Bhakti Vinod Thakur. His name was, I don't remember, Bhakti Tirtha. Tirtha. He had not taken sacred trade. He was the first person. And after that he gave renounce order to Tirtha Maharaj. He was also sent here with, I know the Brahmachari's name. When Swamiji, Bhakti Saranga Goswami Maharaj was sent, he came here. And he met with queen and prince and all others, very prominent figures. He preached here so much. He went to any beach or garden, park. I don't remember the name of the park. And he, at once, in a grove, he found an adhok sajit, Vasudeva. I have taken darshan in Mayapur. And he at once became so glad, and he at once telephoned to Prabhupada. And he became so much overwhelmed. Our, here in England, our mission will be surely successful. This is the sign of that. Vasudeva Krishna has come himself without any causeless mercy. He has come. And he ordered their disciples to establish a Gaudiya Math here. And that name will be Vasudev Gaudiya Math.
Hari
it was found in a
Queen's Cross Garden.
Garden. In a grove hidden. How he came there? At that time, perhaps no devotees of our line were there here. But they came to show that I'm going to be rebelled here in England. And this Prabhupada became so much happy. When he returned to Swami Maharaj, he took this to that England. And Prabhupada was so happy. Panina, who was first, who first met with Bhakti Pradeep Tirtha Maharaj. And he was very renowned, a very renowned family, and rich family she was. Aristocratic. And she was so moved. And she said that, I want to be initiated by Prabhupada, Śrīla Bhakti Siddhānta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. And at last, she given everything. She offered her body, mind, soul, earth, this money, everything, this house also. And after she's going to Golok Vrindavan, Vasudeva Gaurīya Matha established. We are now doing kirtan. We are chanting Harina. The service of Adhokshad was there. But now, instead of Adhokshad Vidraha, because we are devotee of your divine couple, Sri Radha Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So now we thank you for this year, and we are so lucky that you have come to the mutt established by Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada. What is the meaning of Adhokshaja and Vasudeva? We should know. If you are in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and in the line of Rupa Goswami, in the line of Gaur, Vinod, Bani line. This is Gaur, Vinod, Bani line. Rupani is another thing. In Rupanu, Gauriya, Vinod, Bani. Gaur mane Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, the spiritual master of Siddha Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta. Vid mane Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and Bani mane Sahamsal Saraswati Thakur. And that is Prabhupada Siddha Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. In the middle age, after Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, you may have heard the name of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Balde Vidya Bhushan. A dark period came, and the Vaishnava were derived from the Rupa Goswami line, and they became Sahajiya Babaji like. You know Sahajiya Babaji? Some Babajis of Vrindavan and Radha Gunda. They don't know anything. They don't know washing after making tool or anything. Understand? What? To wash their hands also. No knowing O, A, Ko, Kho, Go. Never they have been to any school. They don't know what is body and what is soul. No difference at all. And the Babaji used to give Siddhadeva. And you are a gopi. And then having so many videos with them. So all the devotees of India bring to do hate from all Babaji. Thought that all the disciples of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in deceptive order are like the same Sahajiya Babaji. And they began to hate all Vaishnavas. It was very difficult to reach any learned location to tell that I am Gauriya Vaishnava. Everyone used to think that. Śrīla Bhakti Vinod Thakur came. He establish Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita with Bhakti Goswami, Sindhu of Rupa Goswami. And really he preached all over India, especially in Bengal and all over India, what was the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami. There are Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti, Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami has told that there are five kinds of knowledge. Five kinds of knowledge. Pratyaksha. What are you realizing and seeing by all senses, five kinds of senses. This is pratyaksha. But pratyaksha is not helpful. It is not real. It is only the shadow, perfect reflection of that world, of Prakriti world. Changing minute, all these things. So pratyaksha knowledge means direct knowledge is not good. We cannot relying on that. If you will rely, you will have to go in the chain of birth and death, suffering, sorrow. So Prabhupada tells another. In this, Charvak, you know, Charvak, eat, drink and be dead. This is the... We have not seen God, there is no God, no Vedas teachings, everything is quite wrong. Brahmins of India, they cheat all foolish persons. So, no God, no soul, nothing. Anyone has not to repay if he is taking loans and loans and loans, he will have not to repay in any other life. There is no other life at all. So, he Charuvak. It seems very favorable and good and sweet words, but deceitful. They deceive. I'll have to tell so many things, but I cannot because time is very short. Then comes Paroksha, Paroksha Gyan. That is Karmabad theory of Jaimini. So many austerities are done. Fire chips are done. Rice yajna. And the fruit we will taste in heaven. This is called Paroksha Gyan. Paroksha Gyan in English, indirect knowledge. After this world we will taste that. And after that, aparokshavad. What is the meaning of aparokshavad? You can know by example the theories of Shankaracharya are called aparokshavad. No God at all. He has no shape. He has no attributes. He has no power. Not anything. But he told that not Jesus. But it cannot be defined by mind or any word. But there is no shape of God. Like Buddhist, zero. That is salvation. Sayujjava, he is aparokshava. Then more, if you ascend more, then adhokshaja. Experience of the knowledge of Vaikuntha. Narayan has so many accolades there. He has four hands, Shankh, Chakra and Gada Padma. He is Lord of Lords. Here Narad and all will pray like Lakshmi, like Narad, and they will do so much stuti and all the other things. He has no appetite. He has no friends. He has no father and mother. He has not so many beloveds. Only one. This is called adhokshaja gyan. From there we will not come again in this world. That is very good. And after this, Golok Vrindavan, aprakritam, aprakrit, transcendental abode of Radha and Krishna, Gopi Nanda. This is called aprakrita, knowledge, and that is aprakrita, love, affection. Vishuddha Prem there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has descended to group these things. We don't want heaven. We don't want luxury in these worlds. We don't like to have a salvation mixing ourselves in Brahma. We don't want shanti. Shanti means annihilation of Atma. Like a stone, if a stone is broken, he will not tell that I am feeling some suffering or anything. And if you give it in amrita,
nectar,
he will not feel anything. So it is like more than a murder, annihilation of Atma. So we hate, all Vaishnavas hate. After that, Vaikunth, devotees want to serve him as a Prabhu, being a Das servant. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had not come only to give this thing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, himself Krishna, also have all the modes of Srimati Radhika and golden color of Radhika. So Krishna himself with the mood and beauty and golden beauty of Srimati Radhika, like Srimati Radhika, both has become as a Sakhinandan Gaur. He has come only to give this world something. He has not only to come jada jada hi dharmasya plan nirbhav vidharata abhyutthanam adharmasya tadatmanam. परित्रणाय साधुनां विनाशाय च दुष्कृतां धर्म संस्थापनार्थाय समवानि. He had not come for this thing, to change yuga dharma, to establish yuga dharma, and to punish evil persons. It is not his duty. This is not the duty of Radha and Krishna. He can order Mahavishnu, that is Sadashi, or to anybody. Okay. So he came only to give this thing. Anarpitacharin chirat karuniya vatiranah kalau samarpitam munnapad jalasam sabhaktuji hari hapurat sundar dhuti kadamba sandhita sadahidaya kandali shpuru. As plain, this is low anywhere else I have. He had come to give, he had come first to taste Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrisha. How is the Pranaya of Srimati Radhika to Krishna? How he tastes the four Madhurya Bhav? Venu Madhuri, Rupa Madhuri, Guna Madhuri,
Lila
Madhuri. And after testing, what kind of happiness, ananda, comes. You should know there is far difference in ananda and sukh. So much difference. Sukh, when happiness has no object and no only self happiness. No object, then it is called sukh. And when we want deep priti for the satisfaction of Krishna, for the happiness of Krishna Vidhu. And we should see that Krishna is so happy. And then we become happy, then this is Ananda. Ananda has object and ashraya. Both. Ashraya, you know, Srimati Radhika about. And Krishna is object. But sometimes it turns over. Srimati Radhika becomes object and Krishna sometimes becomes.
Receptacle.
Receptacle. So, when a devotee serves like manjaris, rup manjari, are serving Radha and Krishna both, and if they are so much happy seeing this, it comes to that devotee. Then it is called Ananda. If a gopi was fanning to Radha and Krishna, he saw their beauty. At once, overpowered. And the fan came out of his hand. And he fell down upon the earth. She at once took up the fan and told that, oh, Dhik Dhik Mang. Dhik Mang means?
Fire.
By serving Krishna, they want to serve Krishna, and but anyhow comes Ananda, and that is called. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to test all these three modes of Srimati Radhika. And secondly, he came to give Harinam with Prem. In all other yugas, only Harinam is given to cross the chain of ocean of birth and death, not for going to Vrindavan and to serve Radha Krishna. Only Srim Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes down to this earth. Then he gives Anarpita Charya Chira. Unnata Ujjwala Rush is called the mood of Srimati Radhika or of gopis, Ashta Sakhi Lata Vishaka, and other gopis also. But anyone cannot give it to souls, the part and parcels of Krishna. We are not qualified for that. We are only qualified to have Unnata Ujjwala Rasa Sri. Sri means Shobha. Shobha means?
Beauty.
Beauty. What is beauty? Like there is a creeper. Creeper has some lips, flowers, some manjaris upward. And air comes, it looks so cheerful. The lips are doing like this, as if they are doing dance, they are dancing. And the manjari becomes sometimes this, like this, flowers, like laughing, and they are doing all this. If suppose that creeper has no lips at all, no flowers, no manjaris, it is like nanga.
Naked.
No beauty at all. So manjaris are the beauties of this creeper. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu come to give the beauty, that is the service of Srimati Radhika and Krishna. And by doing so, they achieve so much ananda there. If they are pleasing Krishna and Radha, so he has come to give this, not to be like any Naika. You know Naika? Like Lalita Vishakha. Raghunath Das Goswami has told, Padabhyayastava vina varadashyameva nanyat kadapi samaye kila devi yache sakhyayate mama namasta namasta nityam dasyaye devi mama vasu. If Krishna is coming and want to give anything, oh, yes, sir, me. No, I don't want. Padabhyayastava vina, telling to Rakshri Mati Radhika, I want to serve your lotus feet. Nothing else. My so many legs and legs pranam to in your lotus feet of that birth to be a sakhi. I want to be made servant. Rupa Goswami has told everywhere in his books. So we don't want to worship Atusar Radha in Narayan Tattva, though he is Adhokshat Tattva, Vasudeva Tattva, but we want to be in the disciplic order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Guru Goswami. It is not very little thing to serve Lakshmi and Narayan. We know after Mukti, we can be a servant, like Hanuman, Narada and all others. But we want only to serve divine couple in Braja. So it is called Aprakrita. Now if it is established here, Aprakrita. Radha, what is it? Radha Vidun. So, we are so much glad, and I think myself so fortunate that I can come to a place which has been established by Srila Prabhupada Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. I pray him, my holy master, and all the acharyas of the disciplic order, that they bestow their causeless mercy to us, that we can know, realize what was the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, and Gaur Vinod Mani. I think that we should be try to come in the line of Rupa and Rupa. It is very good because after Rupa Goswami, after Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and also your Gurudev, they were very glad to be called as Rupanuga. Gaur Vinod Bani, he lay lying in this thing. But so we should be in a line of your Gurudev, you should. But we should not try to establish any other amukh. Try to understand all these things very deeply so that we may not cause any offense to our disciplic order, especially Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Bhakti Vasumata related. So we should be in the special line, it be that we tell we are in Saraswati Dhara. We are not also like all Sahajya Baba. We are in Rupanuga, but especially Saraswati Dhara. So you can be in that Rupanuga, but you can tell that we are in Bhaktivedanta Dhara. It is very appropriate. No? Dhara. Dhara means?
Line.
That is very good. So I think it is too late, and we should go down to the offer our honor to the DTC
Radha
and Pujyapad Arlami Maharaj, Bhagavat Pujyapad Bhagavat Maharaj. will meet again tomorrow anywhere. Very good. Gaur Pramana.